In a rundown apartment overlooking the busy Rustaveli Avenue in Tbilisi, a series of 9 live exhibition performances were given by an international group of multidisciplinary artists, the Heroines. Visitors entered the apartment in silence, greeted by a guide who explained the sequence of the next hour to them. They would take off their shoes, she said, and turn off their phones. Then they would be guided throughout all the rooms of the apartment in a journey into the depth of female intimacy. The experience could be disorienting, she warned, filled with unfamiliar smells and sounds. But it could also, perhaps, recall personal experiences and feelings, like old memories being stirred and brought back to life. Memories of our absolute, undeniable, and irrevocable kinship with the wild feminine, writes the storyteller Clarissa Pinkola Estes. Meanwhile, a dissonant buzzing and humming kept getting louder from the next room. So the guide opened the door and invited the guests to enter and sit down. Inside, along the walls and in the corners, 14 women were standing, adorned with branches and dry flowers, singing together in a dizzying harmonic drone that filled the room. A biting odor was present everywhere, affirming that visitors had now entered a wild, sincere, fierce universe, the enclosed garden. And then we left. One by one, visitors followed us through the forest, a long corridor filled with branches and plants and shards. In a diaphane light at the end, a tall woman sang, distressed by her love lust, amidst the sounds of the forest in an evening storm. And we sang. Enclosed garden, where my fears and desires fill my cornucopia of flowers. To bed to gaze upon the night. Oh, I am standing on the shore of my life. Moon after moon, I contemplate the desert, this wildness where my soul remains locked. Too bad to gaze upon the night. Oh, I turn my back to the shore of nothing. Further on, a woman is in her bedroom. She speaks of the past, of her mother, of her father, who was sent away to prison for 10 years during the Soviet rule in Georgia. She shares her pictures, unafraid to show her vulnerability, her sadness, her fears. Stories are medicine. They have such power. They do not require that we do, be, act anything. We need only listen. The remedies for repair or reclamation of any lost psychic drive are contained in stories. Stories engender the excitement, sadness, questions, the longings, and understandings that bring the wild women back to the surface, writes again Clarissa Pinkola Estes. From a cupboard in a wall, a thin, naked creature emerges, surrounded by dry flowers and fabrics and nail polish and jewels. She. In the gray bathroom, we contemplate the void. Water drips on the pipes. Someone is clipping their nails up above. We pass through a door into a garden of snails and branches. A young woman is on the floor, sporadically sketching with dusty black charcoal. Her hands are full of dust. Her hair is entangled and messy. Lonely figures are drawn in the middle of dark clouds. She's afraid and alone in the world. In her world. In the crackling sounds of sand and shells. But softness is yet to come. Through 1,000 layers of cotton and silk, satin and flowery curtains, someone wants to tell you about her grandmother, how she was laughing and running around in her kitsch silk dress, how safe you felt spending the summers in her house in Iran. The time is for teacups and rose-scented biscuits, sour memories and sweet incense. And madness. In a room of hair, a creature from your strangest dreams is standing there. She is covered in hair that drips down her bare chest, her knees onto the carpet. Slowly, the manes and the curls are undulating, exuding a strange perfume. The creature turns the gears of an old music box, and she sings lyrical opera airs. But will you dare to come in? Later on, bourgeois depression takes over. Standing in a glitzy strass dress, a skinny French woman mumbles an outdated tune in a pink microphone. Her friend, crouched on the floor, chain smokes cigarettes and eats prescription pills. It's the show of a desperate modern woman, locked in her own head, locked in her own society. But in contrast, right next door, an island of quiet neighbors the drama. Through a small window, one can peep at a painter in her own room. She's surrounded by pages torn from the locals' newspapers, posters taken from subway corridors, flyers of all kinds, and she has spoken with the painters on the markets here. But she only paints a common bouquet of pink flowers on a blue background. At the end of this corridor, the final room awaits. Guests are invited to come through the windows into a room of softness, of healing, of reparation. From the traumas and the shock, the pain and the misery, the solitude and the memories, there is relief in togetherness. We sit down on a thick layer of fuzzy white wool. Finally now, you can relax, says the guide, and close your eyes. We sink in an ocean of sound, and in the red darkness of the room, two performers carry orbs of sounds in their hands. Small vibrational speakers floating around the bodies of the audience, massaging their nervous systems, calling for the spirits inside to come out, to surface onto the skin, and let go. A final trance, a final collective song, and the journey is done. Propulsed back onto the streets of Tbilisi, guests have been digested, pulled in different directions, disturbed and caressed, for they have taken a deep trip into the enclosed garden. And they will never be the same.